AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A 41-year-old Maryland woman who worked for an international development agency was among 20 people who were killed today in an attack on a popular hotel in Bamako, the capital of Mali. China says three railway construction executives also died in the attack. Two gunmen were also killed. Tonight in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, where he's attending a two-day Asian summit, President Obama said the U.S. will lead a global campaign to hunt down terrorists like the ones who struck in Mali.
With allies and partners, the United States will be relentless against those who target our citizens. We will continue to root out terrorist networks. We will not allow these killers to have a safe haven.
State television in Mali says the government has declared a 10-day state of emergency as of midnight. The assault on the Radisson Hotel in the capital of Mali in West Africa came exactly 1 week after attacks coordinated by the Islamic State group left 130 people dead across Paris. Parisians paid tribute to the victims of those attacks tonight. One of them said the mood remains somber in the French capital.
Feeling is, I'm in the area. I feel I'm living in a cemetery. It was old people coming, meeting, giving flowers, being so sad, crying.
The congregation of a Roman Catholic church in Paris sang the French national anthem during Mass tonight for the victims. Belgium has raised the terrorism threat level in Brussels to its highest level, which indicates a serious and immediate threat. Here at home, snow and ice are reported covering roads tonight in northwestern Illinois. The National Weather Service says portions of northern Iowa could get more than a foot of snow. This is AP Radio News. The sugar and corn industries have settled a dispute over sweeteners.
The settlement was made out of court, and the details are secret. Sugar processors wanted more than $1 billion in a claim of false advertising by corn refiners after they tried to rebrand high fructose corn syrup as corn sugar. Corn refiners countersued, saying the sugar industry made false statements, including saying high fructose corn syrup was as addictive as crack cocaine. Attorneys on both sides refused to discuss terms of the settlement or whether any money would be exchanged. I'm Ed Donahue.
A former New York City deputy mayor and real estate magnate whose namesake plaza in Manhattan became the home base of the Occupy Wall Street movement has died. John Succotti was 78. A soldier from South Carolina has died during a non-combat incident at a military facility in Iraq. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.